Okay, so tonight we're doing a deep dive into something, well, pretty chilling. A strange tale from the German countryside back in 1941.
It involves an inventor, his daughter who became disabled, and this automated wheelchair he created.
Exactly. And the sources here, they're not exactly concrete. It's more like narrative analysis, alleged accounts. It sets a tone of, you know, unsettling mystery.
Definitely not straightforward history. It feels more like one of those dark folk tales where the facts are murky at best. The unease is really the main thing.
Right. So our mission isn't about proving it happened, but exploring the, well, the disturbing details and the questions it raises. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Wilhelm Drexler.
The inventor, supposedly quite reclusive, lived in this remote village, and his daughter Annalise.
Yes, Annalise. In 1941, she suffered some kind of illness, left her completely immobile. Just devastating.
And in that time, 1941, remote village options would have been limited, medically speaking.
For sure. So Drexler, the inventor, he turns to what he knows. He builds this automated wheelchair for her.
Which must have been extraordinary for the time and place. I mean, automated. In a rural village, then, it probably seemed almost unnatural to the locals.
Well, that's where the strangeness starts. It wasn't just functional. This chair moved on its own, powered by, well, nobody knew what exactly.
An unseen force.
Yeah. And this ingenuity, born from desperation, I guess, it started to make people uneasy.
How so?
People started claiming they heard it at night. The wheelchair moving.
Moving by itself.
Uh-huh. Faint whirring, clicking sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Even when Annalise was definitely asleep in her bed.
Okay, that's creepy. Just the gear settling or, but what could possibly be making it move?
That was the question, wasn't it? Was it just the house, the wind, imagination, or, you know, something else entirely?
An unintended consequence, maybe. Something in the machine he didn't plan for gives you chills thinking about it.
And it gets weirder. There's this account from a neighbor.
Oh.
They claim they saw the chair. Late one night, parked outside Annalise's bedroom window.
Parked outside.
You know, not just left there, but positioned. Like it was looking in, watching her.
Watching. An inanimate object. That's deeply unsettling. What did they think? Did they rationalize it away or did they really feel dread?
You have to assume dread started setting in, especially with what supposedly came next.
What was that?
Whispers. People started hearing whispers. Faint, almost too quiet to be sure, but seeming to come from the Drexler's place.
Whispers saying what?
Feed me.
Okay, no, feed me. That's horrifying. Where did they think that was coming from? The wind. Or did they actually believe the chair?
It's hard to say what they believed, but that phrase, feed me, that's what the accounts mention. A raw, hungry sort of demand.
And did anything happen to lend credibility to that?
Well, then there was the family cat.
Uh-oh.
He was found dead, just lifeless. And there were these red stains found on the metal wheels of the wheelchair.
Red stains on the wheels, after whispers of, feed me. That's a grim connection to make.
Mm-hmm.
Accident, or did people think the machine somehow did it?
The implication is terrifying, isn't it? Moving from just uncanny sounds to something physical, brutal, those stains.
Yeah, deeply disturbing image. Cold metal, red stains. Ugh.
And around this time, something else was happening. And Elise, the girl the chair was built for, she started to decline.
Physically?
Yeah, people said she got really pale, gaunt, dark shadows under her eyes. Wasting away, almost.
While the chair,
according to these accounts, seemed, and this is the phrase they supposedly use, more alive than ever.
Whoa. So like some kind of energy transfer, like out of an old ghost story.
It certainly has that feel, doesn't it? As if the chair was drawing life from her, this awful parasitic connection.
A silent exchange happening. That's a terrifying thought.
And then came the climax, a stormy night. Thunder, rain, the works.
Always a stormy night in these stories.
Right. Well, suddenly, screams erupt from the Drexler house. Piercing screams.
The neighbors must have heard.
They did. And this time, their fear, I guess it pushed them past hesitation. They forced their way into the house.
And what did they find? Please don't say.
And Elise, lifeless in her room.
Oh, no. And the chair?
Gone. Vanished. The only thing left were drag marks on the floor.
Drag marks.
Leading where?
Leading out of the room, towards the door, and then towards the forest outside.
Into the forest?
Yeah.
An empty room, the poor girl dead, and the machine just dragged itself away. That's pure nightmare fuel.
But the story doesn't actually stop there. That horrifying discovery isn't the end.
There's more.
The narrative we're looking at talks about reports that came after. Sporadic sightings.
Of the wheelchair.
Yeah. Always at night. Always on these lonely rural roads. A self-propelled wheelchair moving on its own.
Just rolling along.
Uh-huh. And there's a pattern linked to these sightings.
What kind of pattern?
People seen near where the wheelchair appeared, they'd later vanish without a trace.
Okay, so it went from a potential cursed object in one house to a sort of wandering menace, a harbinger of disappearance.
That's how the legend seems to have evolved, exactly. The horror expands, becomes this recurring spectral thing.
That's often how folklore works, isn't it? The initial event morphs into something bigger, a warning whispered down the years.
And we absolutely have to stress, again, this is all presented as a sort of fictional analysis, a narrative reconstruction. There's no official documentation, no police reports confirming any of it.
Right. It exists in that murky space between story and, well, whatever else it might be.
But the story endures. It taps into something, doesn't it? That unease about technology, maybe, or the unknown forces we don't understand. Why does this story stick?
It leaves so much unanswered. Even as fiction, you ask yourself, what could explain that? The whispers, the cat, the girl's decline, the disappearances. Is it just a dark fairy tale warning about invention?
Or something else. Some force attaching itself to the object. Something genuinely sinister.
It paints such an unsettling picture, regardless of its origin.
So, to recap, we have this reclusive inventor, his sick daughter, the automated wheelchair that seemed to take on a life of its own.
Then the creepy whispers, the dead cat, the girl fading as the chair seems to gain energy.
Culminating in that awful stormy night, the death, the vanishing chair, the drag marks.
And finally, the lingering legend, the phantom wheelchair on lonely roads linked to people disappearing.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Even setting aside proof, you think, could anything like that on some level be possible?
What kind of unseen forces, what energies might connect to the things we create, especially things born from intense emotion like desperation or grief?
And the final thought it leaves you with, this legend, is it just a story? Or is it possible that somewhere in those dark, quiet places,
that wheelchair is still out there, still rolling closer in the shadows? It's a truly chilling idea to end on.